Radio is the fairyland of science, in the sense that it is full of wonder and romance. But there the similarity ceases. Fairyland is a creation of the fancy or the imagination.
It is haunted by a ghost.
Radio is based upon the solid rock of scientific truth.
At 10:25 o'clock tonight, the White Star Line steamship Titanic called CQD to the Marconic Wireless Station here and reported having struck an iceberg. The steamer said that immediate assistance was required. The last signals from the Titanic were heard by the Virginian at 12:27 a.m. The wireless operator in the Virginian says these signals were blurred and ended abruptly.
If a person wanted to call a friend he knew not where, he would call in a very loud electromagnetic voice, heard by him who had the electromagnetic gear, silent to him who had it not. "Where are you?" he would ask. A small reply would come. "I am in the bottom of a coal mine, or crossing the Andes, or in the middle of the Atlantic." Or perhaps, in spite of all the calling, no reply would come, and the person would then know that his friend was dead. It would be almost like dreamland and ghostland.
"Come in. Over. Please respond. Do you copy? Over. Please respond. Over."
The voice entities speak very rapidly, in a mixture of languages, sometimes as many as five or six in one sentence. They speak in a definite rhythm, which seems to be forced upon them by the means of communication they employ. The rhythmic mode of speech imposes a shortened telegram-style phrase or sentence. Presumably arising from these restrictions, grammatical rules are frequently abandoned and neologisms abound.
This is radio.
It was the first time a ghost heckler had appeared on the British radio. The deep, masculine voice, speaking with an educated English accent, made its debut cast during a weekly feature broadcast designed for women serving in the auxiliary units of the Navy and Air Force. Then I heard the voice cut in with the remark, "Don't listen to the BBC."
"No.
Which isn't. Surprise it.
God knows, and science will know tomorrow. Perhaps the induction is faulty. Perhaps the receivers aren't tuned to receive just the number of vibrations per second that the transmitter sends. Only a word here and there, just enough to tantalize.